Live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the Total Education Show, a talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators. Here's your host of the show, Neil Haley, the Total Tutor.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Tutor Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. Go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Well, I am very, very excited to be back on terrestrial radio as well as my nationally syndicated show all over the world because I just think we were ready to come back and come back stronger than ever. So I want to welcome the program, my co-host, and just a great guy, and just I just love talking to him every week, Jared, how are you?
Very good, Neil. And, you know, I think what's important to recognize is that we were asked to come back. Not a kind of thing where we sought it out. We were invited to join more of a network.
Exactly. We were asked back again, and I think that they wanted us back, and we had to kind of take some time off to grow. And so we're locally on in Pittsburgh, but all over the world as well. And I think that now we can bring that audience even a bigger and better show, and I'm really excited to talk to you today. And I thought one thing I wanted to talk about, and this is a discussion that I had on another program, but I think that families out there, and you and I could just go back and forth in this because it could be both of our topics, because that's the fun thing of radio, is talking about, we're going into the holidays now, Jared, and we have two slides that happen in the holidays. The first slide, which we talked about before, is when the kids stop really working hard that last couple weeks before Christmas break. And then after that, how they do not maintain their skills for those 2 weeks after the fact, before they go back to school. So this is a very, very tough time to keep parents focused on their child's education. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And I can tell you from a parental standpoint, my wife and I are absolutely ready for the break. But I do recognize that it will be quite challenging to get my son back on track when it comes to the nightly homework assignments.
Oh, absolutely. The nightly homework assignments, all the different things. And do you see that your son's starting to lose a lot of his motivation that he had in September and October coming into the December time? Are you starting to see more focus on the holidays?
Certainly, he may not have lost his motivation, but my wife and I certainly have. We are ready for the break. But, you know, again, we do recognize that this is a challenging, time period, and certainly it's going to be challenging, difficult to get our son back on track.
Well, absolutely. Definitely, Jared. Go ahead.
We've talked about this, you know, a lot on our show, is that, you know, every child is different. Some families may not face this challenge, you know, and our family, it's definitely a part of our daily routine, the homework component, completing assignments, staying on task. You know, those are things that have been challenging right from the beginning. And with families that we've talked about doing this, our kind of advice here is stay on the routine. So, you know, now that the homework assignments you're on the holiday break, the real challenge for families is maintaining a routine.
Exactly. You know, because they stay up a little later. It's almost like the same thing as summer breaking away, isn't it?
No question about it. And in fact, you know, sometimes this can even be more challenging for families because, you know, within the summer, you get into a routine. You stay up later, the sun's out later, longer, and you know you're just really providing a lot of opportunities for your child to explore. The winter months, at least here in the north, you know, it's still darker early. You know, you have a lot of different circumstances that you face with your children.
Well, and I completely agree. So let's first talk about the time that I'm very concerned about is before the break. I see kids losing motivation. That's great. Your son's still motivated, but how can, and I guess it's the parents sometimes lose their focus. So tell me how you could, what tips would you provide for families so that they would start to focus a little bit more and keep that nose to the grindstone before the break?
Well, one of the things that we do, and I suggest to the families that I see, is, again, maintaining a structure, maintaining a routine, staying in conversation with the teacher. We just had this happen with a child that I see. He's 6, 7 years old, first grade. Family's really struggling with getting him to complete homework assignments. You know, one of the things we discussed was, let's address this with the school. If your child, if it's becoming too much to complete the homework assignments at home, do as much as you can, and then let the school handle it from there. You know, just as I've told families and have discussed this on our show, we'd never ask a teacher or the school to punish the child at school for something, for an indiscretion they've done at home. Let's continue that same practice at school. The child doesn't complete their homework assignment, tell the school, you know, we did what we could at home. It's now up to you to handle the rest.
Well, absolutely, Jared, and I think that that's something different, that you say the school handles the discipline at school, and you handle the discipline at home. So if they're refusing to do homework, you do as much as you can, and then just send them home and allow them to deal with the consequences.
Exactly right. And that's a little bit of a different approach, both from a family standpoint and a school standpoint. I know when I've suggested this in the past, both families and the school teachers have been somewhat surprised. But when you put it in perspective, my feeling is it totally makes sense. All the families that we have done this with, 100% of the time, it has really at least reduced the confrontation the family faces at home.
Yeah, definitely. I think that that's something where we have to look at specifically when we're talking about that confrontation, eliminating that. Just imagine the stress that so many families go through based on homework, where it ruins their entire routine, getting to dinner and then at bed, just because that child's refusing to do work.
Exactly right. And, you know, again, look at it from the child's perspective. You know, they've been at school all day long. Especially if you have a child like mine who is very active, you know, somewhat unwilling to take a little bit more time to complete an assignment at home that, you know, really my son himself has pretty much stated to me several times that, you know, this is something that should have been taken care of at school. And, you know, my perspective is, you know, it's pretty much right. Homework in the elementary level, you know, not so important. But again, it's part of the structure, part of the routine. Eventually, your child is going to have to complete homework, you know, at very lengthier times, especially when they get towards middle school. So, you know, let's face that challenge right now. But again, certainly, you know, what I've suggested to families is do what you can. Let the teacher know in advance, even if it's an email, phone call, personal visit right at the very beginning. Here's what we're going to do. We really need your cooperation on this.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely need your cooperation and make sure. I think it's a team effort in a lot of ways. But yet, ultimately, if the parent says you can go ahead and handle the discipline at school, and I'll handle it at home. That's different, but I think it's a good way because, you know, it's not, you're not getting phone calls every day, and that teacher doesn't have to call every day. That teacher knows I have the right to discipline that child. And
that is exactly right. And, you know, in today's world, you know, we were both teachers, Neil. We know what it's like to feel like that you don't have the support of parents. I do think in most cases we do. Teachers do have the support of families, but my wife and I make it very clear right from the beginning. If you make that phone call to us, we are going to support you. We know our son. We know the challenges that he faces. We know the challenges that he presents. When I visit families that are facing this very same or similar circumstances, I ask them to really, truthfully assess their child. By truthfully assessing your child, you're prepared for what the school may tell you.
All right. So far we've gotten into the importance of looking at, Jared, the situation with, I guess, and we might even go into our next week talking more about the holiday slide. We talked about the slide before school, when before the break comes, and that time that's difficult, because a lot of times you're going through these motions, and keeping things consistent is one of the key things. And also not overstressing yourself, because if you do stress them over homework, they'll take it to school upset and angry as well. But if you kind of stop it right there, then the next day when homework comes, they're not going to be as upset to do it, because they don't have that experience. They got it taken care of in school. Maybe they lost recess, but at least it didn't lead to a huge conflict at home. So go ahead.
Well, certainly, you know, in a perfect world, the school day would be long enough that your child would complete all their assignments right in school. And when they came home to you, it would be time for play, routines that are based within the family structure. But it's not a perfect world. We know that your child is going to come home with homework. One of the first things that I suggest to parents is, let's get that homework finished. Just as we would do with routines. In the morning when your child wakes up, you get dressed right away. You don't allow your child to have the option of going downstairs, watching TV, starting play with toys. You know, that's for Saturday and Sunday. Monday through Friday, you know, you're waking your child. The clothes are ready, the toothbrush is ready, and you're finishing those things within a matter of minutes and then permitting your child to go on to the things that they like. Definitely set that as routine. Homework's the same way. You know, when I'm home early from work, pick up my son from the bus, you know, walk him home, and the first thing I say to him is, wow, you really want to get started on play. We need to finish this homework first.
Yes.
Does it always go perfectly? Does it always go smoothly? No, of course not. But here's where parenting comes into play. Very nurturing, very positive, very responsive. You know, my son's not going to go on to any other activity.
So would you say, Dave, so Davey has not lost that focus? I bet you in a week from now we talk, he will. Because I get it.
He's lost the focus already, Neil. He's lost that focus. He lost that focus in October. What we're saying is, as a family, my son recognizes that when he comes home from school, we're getting that homework out of the way. Here's the key. Does the homework need to be perfect from my perspective?
No.
Absolutely not. First grade. I just want him to finish it. Again, this is what we tell families. Identify your objectives, whether it's you want the child to eat the same foods as you, whether you want your son or daughter to sit at the table with you. Whatever those routines are, that is what you follow. My suggestion to families, make it easier on yourself. Do you want the homework to be perfect, or do you want the homework to be finished? If it's 12th grade, you're looking for more perfection. If it's first grade, you're looking for just that homework to be finished.
Exactly, Jared. So I'm excited about our first segment, especially with the new additions to the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. They can follow me on Twitter at TotalTutor. I'm just really tweeting away. I'm waiting for Jared to get his Twitter account, especially when the book comes out. And then Facebook, Neil S. Haley. And again, I'm waiting for Jared to get his Facebook account. But everywhere you go, you'll find the Total Tutor. And I got to get Jared in that same realm, especially when we'll be very close to that book. And our goal, like I said, was November. But again, we see there's a lot of work when it comes to writing. But I appreciate you being my co-host, Jared. We'll talk next week, okay?
Thank you very much, Neil.
All right, take care.
Be a part of the show.
Yeah, all right, take care. Total Tutor Show on the Total Education Network. And we'll be back in just a moment. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Education Spotlight Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Haley. Go to the website, TotalTutor.net, to find out more information on Total Education Network. We're now syndicated on 90-plus stations. Go to the website. Check it out. Also, in a Birth-Through College Tutoring and Consulting Company, you can call me at 412-523-0289 for a free phone evaluation of your child. And I'm really excited to bring on my co-host to give us part two of Make-A-Wish. Jared, how are you?
Very good, Neil, and I'm really eager to talk about Make-A-Wish again.
Exactly, and you were telling us, basically, teasing us, and I guess the experience of how great it was, but not exactly what they did, and like the experiences of it. Might be a couple shows, but I think it's great for the audience to know how great things that Make-A-Wish does.
Well, and our listeners can actually go to YouTube and check out 6-year-old skydiver. If they do that in the YouTube search, they might come across the video I posted of my son doing one of the just incredible things that were provided for us by Make-A-Wish. We went to an indoor skydiving site called iFly that is down on International Drive in Orlando, and he was taken in with an instructor and floating in the air and going up 25, 30 feet in the air with an instructor. I did it too, by the way, Neil, and it was just absolutely one of the most incredible experiences that I had ever had. So I can only imagine what it was like for my 6-year-old son.
Oh, wow.
But he was thrilled. And that was just one of the many things that were many activities, many experiences, I should say, that were provided through the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the resort where we stayed, Give Kids the World.
Exactly, and I think that's what they did. They took care of you. They understand the pain and difficulty that you're going through in your life with Davey, and understanding where Davey's going and how challenging it's going to be, and for you guys to forget about it for a week is just a tremendous thing. So tell us some of the other experiences.
Well, I like to start at the beginning. We were escorted to our airplane through security with the Make-A-Wish volunteer. And so many of the people that work for Make-A-Wish are volunteers, totally unpaid. That even at the Give Kids the World Resort, they have hundreds of volunteers, thousands over the course of a year, and a very small paid staff. So much of the work is completed by volunteers. The bulk of the work that they do is started and finished through the volunteer program. Once we got into the plane, we were escorted right up to first class, first time I had ever sat in first class on an airplane. And we flew down to Florida in first class. My son loved it before the airplane took off. He was able to go into the cockpit, sit with the pilot, which is totally within regulations as long as the plane is on the runway. So for our listeners that are saying, my gosh, I can't believe they still do that, as long as the plane is on the runway, totally acceptable.
Oh, wow. So that must be wild.
Well, once we landed and we got to the airport at Orlando, a Make-A-Wish representative, volunteer again, was there to meet us with a little sign that said, "Welcome, Davian." Took us to the rental car agency, where I asked the ticket agent, what rental car we should go to. And he pointed down a long line of 30 rental cars, and he said to us, "Let your son choose." And so we walked down this long line of rental cars, and my son chose the car that he really wanted to keep with us for the week. And from there, we drove over to Give Kids the World, where another volunteer drove us around the campus of Give Kids the World, showed us the life-size Candyland playground with gumdrops and squares, life-size. It was a playground based on the game, the board game Candyland, ramps, slides, everything that we remember, and those of our listeners with young children still play Candyland know all of the just incredible parts of that game, and that's what the playground was based on. From there, we We went to our two-bedroom, two-bathroom townhouse that we stayed in that was modeled after a village. Modeled after one of the kind of homes that you see in Candyland, looks like the gingerbread house. So it's just an absolutely wonderful place to stay. And that's when we learned all the just amazing things that were being provided for us. So here's what I say and this should clarify for our listeners. Disney World was just wonderful, absolutely incredible. And we did things that were greater. We had greater experiences than Disney World. As great as that was, there were things that we did that were just even more memorable.
Wow. It's amazing, Jarrett, what you've gone through and had to the amazement of the experience. It's mind-blowing what we've been talking about so far. And it's gotta be something unbelievable. So continue the conversation, the story, and hearing about the whole experience
in Orlando. Later on that evening, on our first day there, my wife took care of my son while I went to the orientation for new guests. And there we were presented with a packet of a business envelope of all the things that we had an opportunity to do there. And I can remember the volunteer who was providing the orientation saying, and in your packet of wonderful experiences for your family, you're going to see that there's a voucher for indoor skydiving. And when I heard that, I nearly jumped out of my seat because I thought, wow, that is something my son was absolutely going to want to do. I even called my wife from the orientation saying, you're not going to believe what he can do. Indoor skydiving. But again, that was just an amazing experience. And the experience of just flying was in that facility was wonderful. But the people that took care of my son there, his instructor was named Stryker. I was a little bit worried about having my son, placing my son in the hands of someone named Spiker, but he just took such an interest in Davey and asked him all kinds of questions and just did so many incredible things with him during that experience. We went to a place called Gatorland, which was just a really, really neat place to see all kinds of alligators, of course, but just a lot of other wildlife. And there we did zip lining. For our listeners that may not have heard of zip lining before, it is you're suspended in a harness and you jump off a platform and you soar in this harness on a wire across to another platform, 70 feet in the air we were, and my son did it by himself.
Amazing, amazing. I mean, when I'm hearing this, Jarrett, it's just they have to be commended for the fun activities. So that's one of the major things. But again, when you went to the park must have been a blast as well.
It was, Disney World. At Disney World, all the theme parks within Disney World, we were taken directly to the front of the line. And there was I must say to our listeners and to you, there was an element of guilt that I had watching my family, my wife and my son and me walk past people who have been waiting 45 minutes for a ride and were escorted right to the front of the line. And that was like that with every ride. Every attraction with meeting the characters. It used to be that the characters kind of walked around Disney World. Well, now there's really just they have different kind of event centers where the characters will be, and you stand in a line to get the autograph and get pictures taken with them. Again, we were escorted by a staff member from Disney World right to the front of the line, and, Buzz and Woody and just Handy Manny, all of these just wonderful characters engaging with my son. We have hours of video And I even put together a short 10-minute movie onto a DVD of all the things we did there. And it was just an incredible experience. And that was at the parks, but we also were provided with tickets to SeaWorld. And again, there, just escorted to all the attractions, all the shows. They had a special place for us to sit right in the middle of the, about like a football field, 50-yard line, halfway up. So your sight lines were just incredible. He fed dolphins, got to touch a dolphin, several dolphins while he was feeding them. They had a special area where he was able to feed the dolphins. My wife and he fed the dolphins while I took the video. And it was just beautiful to see.
All right. Well, I tell you, Jared, that the experience is unbelievable. And I decided, I started the show. This is going to air on our news station. So it's you double the start to launch on the Total Tutor Show, because I thought this is something that for our audience has really created this relationship with you. And I understand from the year that we were on the terrestrial station in Pittsburgh to coming back again, bigger and better than ever, with such cool things that are going to be coming up, that you had to talk about an experience like this. And you can go to TotalTutor.net to listen to one of the other interviews with Jared. If you type in Google search again, Jared and make a wish, it'll come up right on Google. Jared's not done that yet because he just never listens to himself on the radio. He needs to Google himself and see he pops up everywhere in the world, and he has no idea. But again, people have to check that out to listen to part one of the interview. But Jared, what's so much fun about this is we're back in Pittsburgh again. We're back talking great education talk. We're going to take a lot of the things that we were successful on our other station that they kind of cut and bring these people on. And we interview them like you enjoyed before, and then provide that celebrity. I tell you, we're going to have an unbelievable show, the Total Tutor Show. So again, thanks for calling, and I guess we'll say goodnight to everyone tonight, because I decided we had to, because we're debuting very, very soon. So thanks for calling, man, and you were the star for this entire show, so it was fun.
Thank you.
All right. All right, take care, Jared. All right, that was Jared. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk next week. Good day, everyone.